Welcome, fans, to a special holiday episode of Rangers Ed. This is your host, Cousin Ed, with my co-host, Little Ed, and Coach Ed. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa.
Merry New Year.
Merry New Year.
Well, it's time, since it's holidays.
Oh, got my little tree in the background with all my Rangers ornaments to make room for Lindsay's Star Wars ornaments on the big tree.
Did she get the new Ahsoka one by Hallmark?
Maybe Santa's bringing it. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, considering that it's the holidays, you know, we figured that we do a little gift exchange where each of us will take turns giving a gift to a Rangers player and, you know, something they may be lacking, something they need going forward. You know, we'll see. We'll have a little fun with it. All right. So it's going to be a little bit rapid fire. So the way it's going to go, I'm going to start. I'm going to call out one of you, and then I'm going to give you a player, and then you're going to take a second, answer what they, you know, your gift is, why, and then you get to ask another person. Obviously, like if I say Coach, then you get to ask me or Eddie, and we'll just keep going around. Boom, boom, boom. We'll buzz through it. All right. So I'm going to start us off. Little Ed. Jacob Trouba.
What do I got to give Jacob Trouba? That's a tough one. Man.
Oh, it's your boy. I have to start somewhere.
Yeah, it's a good one to start with. My funny answer is a new pair of shin guards because they have been taking a beating with all the block shots he's been taking or whatever. I don't know. What do you say? All the block shots he's been blocking.
Yeah.
So we'll give him a new pair of shin guards.
I love that. It's funny. All right, you go.
I go. I'll save that one for Cuz. I'll go to Cuz. What does Chris Drury need? Huh. I know you're the GM contract guy around here. So what does Chris Drury need looking ahead to the second half of the season?
I think he needs some second and third round picks that he could trade for rentals because the Rangers are a little short on those. And that seems to be the going rate for good rentals. You know, I was reading Tarasenko might cost a second. Oh, we only got 1 second in the next 3 years. So, and no thirds. So I would give him a couple of second and third round picks that he can use as currency at the trade deadline. Unfortunately, he can't get it. But all right, Coach Ed. Philip Hedel.
That's the one I was saving for you.
Oh, boy. What am I going to give Philip Hedel? I don't know. A season without getting hurt for 20 games?
There you go. Wolverine's endoskeleton.
Yeah, adamantium.
I'd be curious to know like how the Rangers would be doing if that lineup was still intact. You know, it would be an interesting scenario. You know, Trocheck as a third line center still. If they didn't move, I mean, Laviolette may have moved things around by now, but it's an interesting scenario. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, we'll see if he even comes back. After New Year's, we don't know when or what's going on. But I would give him a season with 70-plus games.
All right. That you went easier on him than I thought you were going to. You're in the holiday spirit. It's a merry
I feel guy. Bad because like you yelled at me last time, you know, the guy might, you know, let's not say his career's in jeopardy, but he's in a tough situation right now.
All right. I like the holiday spirit, Coach. All right, you go.
Let me think. I didn't even. You're throwing me into the pit right now. Cuz, what are you going to give Igor?
Oh God, Igor. I'm going to give him a couple extra sessions with Benny. I think, over the break. He's got to just fill his brain out a little bit, sit down with Benny, figure out what little tactical things he's doing wrong, and just get his game right, and a couple extra sessions with Benny. I think that'll do it. All right. Little Ed, going back to you. Jimmy Vesey.
Jimmy Vesey. Another hard one. You're giving me people that don't really need anything. Man. Are you allowed to give a player an extension this early into his current contract?
Not till next year, no.
Why?
Well, you could for Christmas, yeah. I guess not under the CBA, but you know.
Oh, you can't legally give them an extension?
Only in the last year of their contract, you can extend a player.
Oh.
I think DC's got another year, but you could do it for Christmas. Whatever, there's no rules.
All right. I mean, that's not going to be mine, but yeah, I'll give him a contract extension for Christmas. But no, I think the players should just take care of him. I'm sure they're going to have an ugly sweater party or something. So if I was a player on the team, I would take him out to dinner or definitely pick up his bar tab or something like that for the Christmas season, for all the hard work he's been putting in.
All right. I like that.
I went to coach last time. No, I went to you last time, so I'll go to coach this time. What does Trocheck need, your favorite? Since I guess that's the theme, is giving us the hard ones. So Trocheck's Coach Ed's favorite. So who are you giving? What are you giving
Trocheck? He's one of my favorites. I'm going to give
Favorite forward, I think. I think he's your favorite forward.
Let's see. What does Trocheck need? Trocheck needs... Trocheck needs, I don't know. That's a harder one than giving VC something. I don't know. What is, you throw, you got to get guys that need something. Trocheck, what does he need? He maybe a little bit more ice time. I don't know. Give him some more ice time.
You like his game that much? There's not a single thing you could give him?
Keep his balance a little more. He flops around now and then. He gets caught in a little bit of scrum, and he's flopping around here and there. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe a massage.
What about the bad penalties? So there were the bad penalties.
All right, let's shy away from some bad stick. But what's with the Rangers with the holding the stick penalties? Freaking Kreider that grabs the guy's stick on a power play. What is he doing? But anyway. Yeah.
You think his bad penalties are because of like his emotions?
No, I think he just gets caught up in doing a lot, and he gets that stick in the lane a little bit. He gets a couple of those little almost knee-on-knee penalties. And
like the incidental trips and stuff like that?
I don't think he does anything intentionally, but maybe he should just be a little more careful.
Some stick awareness.
Yeah, a little stick awareness, a little bit more on the body and open ice.
All right, so you've now given him a little bit more ice time, less penalties, and some stick awareness.
He's got stocking stuffers. He doesn't have one big gift. He's just getting a couple little stocking stuffers.
I like that. Yeah, there you go. That's good.
That's next year, we're going to have a whole segment of just stocking stuffers. Another segment.
All right, Coach, you're up.
I got to go to Eddie. What are we going to give my Me? Boy Schneider? Yeah, little Eddie.
Little Eddie?
Yeah.
I'm giving Schneider a consistent partner. I think that's pretty much what he needs for his development. He's doing a phenomenal job so far in his career, don't get me wrong, but if he's ever able to crack the the second pairing, or maybe eventually the first pairing, who knows? But if he's able to lock down that consistent partner, I mean, even like playing on the third pairing, it's rare you're going to have the same partner for more than like a season, two seasons at the most. You know, it's always that like rotating chip. So I give him a consistent partner. I think we'd see a lot more out of him if he was a little bit more comfortable.
I like that. That's a good one.
Back to Cousin Ed. What are we giving Mikko Zibanejad?
I don't know, a couple steaks, you know, like I think he needs to toughen up a little bit. I don't
he's
know.
A vegetarian,
like,
isn't he?
He's vegan. Yeah, that was a joke. But I don't know. I mean, he's like this big. He's 6'3", 200 pounds. Great shot. He just has no like
grit.
No grit at all. Like he doesn't go to the net. He can't sustain a forecheck. He barely hits. So I don't know. Maybe a couple steaks and just get him going. I don't know. He's got to get a little more grit.
Well, you said you guys got to listen to his interview on Club 30, Lundqvist's podcast. I mean, he said it takes a lot for him to get angry or, like, emotional at home, on the ice, everywhere. So, like, he's just not that type of person. You could tell in the interview. And even Lundqvist said it, too. He's like, I remember playing with you, and, like, you were just never – there was never too many highs or too lows with Mika. It's always just, like, he's just
Which
there.
Is a good thing. It's a good thing.
It depends. In the playoff, I'd like to see a little bit more grit, like you said. So
just go to the net a little more. You don't have to be a big hitter, but he's 6'3". There's one play he could have drove to the net, but instead he like backhands it wide, and I'm just like, all right, don't drive to the net.
I mean, I think he's been playing a little bit more physical on the forecheck.
I think so too. He's sticking up for his teammates a little bit. I mean, he's not like he's going in there throwing punches, but he's at least getting involved a little bit, I guess.
I mean, I'd like to see him stay in the face-off circle on a draw now and then. I think he leads the league in ejections from the face-off circle.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with the couple stakes for Mika. All right. Coach Ed, what are you giving Peter Laviolette?
I'm going to give Laviolette a legitimate third line center. I'm going to give him Vladdy. Vladdy on the wing. I don't know. I got to take that back. I want to give him Vladdy for the playoffs.
Tarasenko?
Yeah.
It's probably going to happen. I have a feeling the Rangers are going to get him back, but we'll see.
I think so too.
All right.
Especially if they're in the position they are now, they're going to take that risk, even if they have to give up that pick.
I think that'd be a good trade deadline move, not rocking the boat too much. I think the Kane thing hurt them a lot last year, sitting out those four games, that whole debacle, but whatever, it remains to be seen. I want to give him Vladdy for Christmas.
All right. Pass it on.
I had one. Now I forget what I was going to say. I'm going to give Cousin Ed. What do you want to give? I can't think of what I was going to say. What do you want to give Lindgren?
Well, for the way that he plays, maybe like 2 inches and 20 pounds.
Yeah.
I think he just he's a little small for that kind of style, and it's showing a little bit. You know, I don't know. I'll say 2 inches and 20 pounds for Lindgren.
That's funny.
Could you imagine if you had Keandre had his grit and and desire?
It would be much better.
Body.
It would be much better if Keandre had Lindgren's body and his skill and speed, and Lindgren had Keandre's body. It would be better for both players, I think.
Oh, but, now I remember what I was going to say.
Well, save it for next time.
All right.
All right, last time I gave it to Coach, so I'm going to go back to Little Ed on this one. And I'm going to say Capo Caco.
Well, I mean, other than the obvious of getting healthy and successful physical therapy and all that good stuff, I think he's just got to focus on I want to give him the confidence to shoot the puck more. I think he, like we always talk about, he's great on holding on to the puck and skating around the offensive zone. He obviously plays great defensive game. I think he's got to worry about being a little unselfish. I think that's a big thing that Laffy is showing this season, and he's got to show that confidence when he comes back. It's going to be tough. It's going to be real hard, but
I feel like every goal he gets, it's like a relief. He gets that look on his face.
Yeah.
Like it's a relief that he finally got a goal. It's like every goal he gets, you know.
That's because he scores every 20 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes 20 games without a goal, and he's like, oh, thank God. All right, go a little
bit. Yeah. Slinging it right back over to Coach with Artemi Panarin.
I think he needs about 20 more pounds if he wants to get tough with Pastrnak and get involved. I'm going to go with that. He's got to put on a few pounds to get a little more physical. Nothing earth-shattering, just a little bit more on the forecheck and on the along the wall. But he dangles on the wall. He picks guys' pockets. It's amazing. But a little more physical would turn him into that, not that he's not elite, but that definite Hall of Famer, a little more grit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's definitely trending in that direction this season, but he could definitely use a little bit more.
Matt, yeah, I'm going to turn like this from over. Hard. I'm going to turn this over to... I got to go back to Cousin Ed.
What the hell? Where are you going with this?
What are you going to give Sam and Joe?
Oh, my God. Sam and Joe. Jeez, what would I give Sam and Joe? Maybe a couple of inches in between them.
A little space.
A little like zoom in.
A bigger booth.
A zoom in camera.
A wider lens, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. A wider lens.
A panoramic lens.
Yeah. The fishbowl.
A panoramic lens. Yeah, that's what I would give them for sure, because they're right on top of each other. It's got to be annoying.
No, they probably need a bigger booth. That's a garden. Sam should have like his own like suite with a recliner. He's sleeping.
All right, Little Ed, I'm going back to you. I want you to do Keandre Miller. I like giving you the tough ones.
Keandre's got a... Oh, man. I think Keandre's got to go...
He needs so much.
Oh, no, it's tough. Grit's been, like, the popular one that's, like, been the last, like, couple answers, I feel like, so I don't want to go with that, but, like, he kind of needs that, like, killer instinct back behind the net. So I'm just going to say... I don't know, giving him more defensive awareness. I know you said that in our outline, so it's kind of cheating, but I can't really think of like the right way to put it or something clever to say. Like he does really well offensively. He scores that big goal. He gets on the score sheet. He's the second star, but like you look at his defensive play, and like I said before, Troop is kind of carrying him, so...
I like
your defensive awareness. I'll give him some one-on-one sessions, kind of like you said with Allaire, one-on-one sessions with Housley. Some old-school defensive hockey.
There you go.
You know what's mind-boggling to me? You know what's mind-boggling to me? Every game he plays, Sam and Joe go, he's playing outstanding defensively. He's adding to his offense now. You guys don't hear them saying that constantly?
No, we do. I don't get it.
Am I missing something? I guess I don't know.
Oh, he's
next
like
game I'm gonna now, hopefully. I mean, hopefully his personal issues are a little bit behind him. I'm gonna pay close attention next game.
He needs to go back. He needs to go back to what coach? What's the coach of the Avalanche that time? That Bob Hartley. I used to try to teach you that a lot. Hit and stick. He hits the guy in the corner, then lets him go.
Yeah.
The guy goes right by him. It's like a basic defensive thing. Like hit the guy and stick with him. Let the play finish out.
Yeah. All right, little Ed, pass it.
I'll dish it back to you. Let's go with Laffy.
Some power play one time, man. That's an easy one. Yeah, that's a layup, right? I mean, kid's on pace for 45, 50 points. If he had power play one time, it would be 70, 80. I mean, that's just how it is in the NHL. All the top scorers score 30, 40% of their points on the power play. And that our power play is that good. I'm finally at the point where I could say, okay, who does he replace? Like, and the way Trocheck is playing and the importance of faceoffs, like Coach said in our last episode, I can't see it being Trocheck. And the other four guys are not going to be removed from the power play. So I don't know. But that's what he needs to, like, really, truly become an elite scorer and not a 40, 50-point guy. So I'll give him that. Almost feel bad for the kid. If he was drafted to, you know, a worse team, he'd be playing top minutes. But it is what it is. He's playing well. Okay, I'm going to Coach Ed. I want you to give something to Henrik Lundqvist.
Yes, I was teeing that one up.
I was thinking of that before. What could you possibly give him? He's got a beautiful wife, beautiful kids. He's just so incredibly good looking. I don't know. He's in the Hall of Fame. Let's give him a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, like what else could the guy get? He's got a gold medal. Silver medal, gold medal. He's got his own podcast. He's on TNT. He's on MSG.
Cologne line, model life.
Cologne line. He's doing great commercials. He's got everything. Let's give him a Stanley Cup, and that would round out his whole life.
And he plays guitar.
He flew in a fighter jet the other day, too, in Colorado, which I don't know how that's good for your heart, but he did it.
Yeah, I would say that's a little pressure on your heart, but.
Yeah. And before we move on, I'd like to say I called it. He played in his second alumni game already. So.
Oh, he did.
We're going to see a lot more. Yeah, that's why he was in Colorado. He played for some charity benefit or something.
Nice.
For alumni. I wish I had the name in front of me. But, yeah, so I called that. Now he's got the itch. So we're going to be seeing a lot more Hank on the ice, I think, in these charity games and whatnot.
All right. All right, Coach, pass it.
No, I got to pass it again. Oh, boy.
There's a list of players right on the screen if you're struggling.
On what screen?
Where it says chat.
We did all these already.
Oh, we did.
Let's go to Cousin Ed. I'll give him Will Cooley.
Will Cooley. Will Cooley. What does he need? Well, he's getting home cooked meals from the Trocheks. Doesn't need that.
How good is that, huh?
He's a big boy. He doesn't need size or anything like that. He's got pretty good speed, you know. I don't know. Like, I hate to repeat your answer, but just maybe a little more ice time. I feel like in games where there's a lot of power plays, guys like Cooley can get lost. I know he sometimes is on the power play, but he doesn't PK and kind of get lost in the shuffle on the bench. That's when you see his ice time dip. So maybe some special teams time, a little more special teams time.
I could see him on the PK. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little bit more, get him, his legs going when the games are special teams games. All right. So little Ed, Coach Ed just loves hitting me with these ones. Just bringing it back to me. Little Ed, Adam Box.
Foxy. Foxy, Foxy, Foxy. He's doing that new bagel show or something. You see that?
Yeah, he invested in like a bagel company.
Well, Fox is Jewish, so I'm giving him a Hanukkah gift. So let's make that clear.
Okay.
He made that known with his new bagel partnership. Oh, man, what do you give Fox? an agility ladder. Work on his footwork.
You think he needs to work on his footwork?
Well, his skating. He's a little bit of a weak skater. He's got to work on his skating. He could be faster. I don't know.
But he's a beast.
I agree with
Eddie.
Yeah,
so an agility ladder.
You guys see what he does in close quarters with the puck, the way he just fakes these guys. It's like amazing.
Yeah, so yeah. Maybe on an agility ladder, but what am
I? Right, his footwork is good. It's his speed. I agree with
his
you.
Speed.
His footwork.
Quick bursts, I guess. I don't know.
Right, okay, so I know what you're
saying.
I think
we're running out of ideas. Acceleration,
hold on, just
yeah.
Think of NHL 23, the attributes when you edit them. Acceleration, endurance, agility.
Yeah, give them the turbo button in the old school hockey games.
Everything with you guys is a video game and a movie.
Okay.
He needs a turbo button. I like that. All right, we're almost on the whole roster here. Let's keep it going.
Oh, man. We are running low here. We need to Kreider. All right, let's give the K-man to coach.
What does the K-man need? He needs a little bit more grit in his post-game interviews. He's got to be
even keeled.
Yeah, he's got to be a little more.
Forget his game. I'm not. He doesn't need any more grit there. In his post game interviews,
the only time him and Mika would get emotional is when they're like hugging each other after the game.
Yeah.
Freaking me! In the mid game interview with Michelle Gingras, she asked Mika about crying. He's like tearing up.
Yeah, he's something.
Come on, Kreider. Get a little gritty out there. Start getting pissed off a little bit, like when he threw the iPad with Mika in that game. That's what he needs. A little bit more of that every game.
All yeah.
Right. Get a little bit more, you know, a little feisty.
A little oomph.
Yeah, he got a little mixed up in that little scrum for one game. I forget it was the Ducks or the Bruins. He got a little, I think it was the Ducks. I think he grabbed Vetrano.
Yeah, I agree. That's something he's always been missing. I don't know if he's going to develop it at this point, but.
No, it's tough.
All right, so players not picked yet. I'm going to help coach here before we wrap up. We got a couple left.
Hey, Little Leto, go to Benino. Little Leto, say, what are you going to give Benino?
Oh, there you go. He actually knew.
Give Benino a different color neck guard because he's got to get rid of the white one.
Yeah, why is he wearing white with the blue and then black with the other one?
Yeah, I'm giving him a him along with everybody else for choosing to wear a neck guard. I commend it. I love it. I think the whole NHL eventually is going to move towards it, but they have to give him a color, like this color scheme, like wear a red one or a blue one or something. Like,
yeah, I agree.
I love how Cass is already putting the numbers on the neck guards. Wheeler's got one too. I think that's awesome. But if the number on a blue neck guard or something would look a hell of a lot nicer.
White,
so I don't know
white,
why they can't just get a blue one. The white's a little too like standout-ish. You kind of, I don't know. It didn't Gretzky.
You want it to match the jersey?
Yeah, I think it should like whatever the collar of the jersey is. I think it should just blend right into the neck guard.
Yeah, all right, I can dig it.
What you notice? Benino's neck guard isn't part of the shirt, like you said. Oshie's company.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's the traditional Velcro one, it looks like.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, a lot of those companies, it seems like they're selling out of them. So hopefully they're able to pick production back up and catch up to the very, very high demand right now. But I'd be very shocked if, like, the NHL or just didn't have access to it. So maybe he might be the player. It might be a player that doesn't wear a shirt at all underneath his gear, you know. So he might not be comfortable wearing a shirt. So he just wears the neck guard.
Yeah, but even Wheeler, they interviewed in between periods, and he had a shirt on, and he didn't have the neck guard attached either. He had the brand that you're talking about, but
oh,
not
really?
The neck guard. Yeah.
Like I said, that War Road is definitely I got a stock right now. So I guess even the NHLers can't get it. So if I can give War Road something for Christmas, maybe a bigger factory.
In America.
Yes, in America. All right. Cousin Ed, let's wrap it up with Jonathan Quick.
Quickie.
Jonathan Quick. Well, Quick is 9-0-1. He's, you know, amongst the league leaders and all these stats. So I think his game is great right now. I guess I would just, if I were gifting him something, I'm not saying I would do this if I were the coach of the Rangers, but I would gift him the starting job of the team based on his performance. And like Coach Ed's been hammering, I would say, you're the starter, Quick, at least for now. That would be his gift. He's earned it. He's played well.
Or at least back-to-back starts.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right, so we missed a couple players, but whatever. It was fun.
Did we miss Pitlick, I think? Pitlick?
Yeah, Gaudreau, Pitlick.
Gaudreau?
Yeah, it's all right. There's nothing to give them. They're, you know, they are what they are. But, Coach, I will say, is Jonathan Quick the best backup the Rangers have had since, like, what, Antti Raanta?
Oh, definitely since Antti Raanta, but Talbot was the only one that comes to my mind.
Oh, Talbot was after Raanta? Was Talbot? No, Talbot was before.
Yeah. But I'm saying it reminds me when Talbot went on, like, he was like, I want to say, like, 12-5-3 or something when Lundqvist was out that time.
Yeah.
He did all a right. great job when Lundqvist was out. Yeah, so this Quick is amazing right now.
This is being recorded before Christmas. The Quick is currently 9-0-1. We will be back after the new year. The Rangers have 10 games before we record again. So I want a prediction of Jonathan Quick's record when we come back and sit down to record. Jonathan Quick's record.
How many games you say until we come back?
There's 10 Rangers games.
10? Wow.
So what is Quick's record going to be when we get back?
He's 9-0-1?
He's 9-0-1. Yeah. So how many starts is he going to get, and what's his record on the starts? Do the math.
I'm going to say he gets 4 starts. He's going to be 12-1-1.
I was going to say 4 starts, 11-2-1. Right? That makes sense, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go. One loss.
No, you're going with 2-2.
No, I said 11. Yeah, oh, I said 11-2-1. So, no, 11-1-1. That's 3-1.
No, that's only 3 games.
God. You said 12?
What are you? You're an engineer? You said he's going to play 4 games.
He's gonna play 4 games.
You got to add 4
He's going to go 12-1-1. Done.
That's what I said.
All right, I'm going with you then.
I'm going to say he starts 4 games also, but he's 12-0-2. So I'm going to go right. different.
Staying undefeated.
Still undefeated, huh?
I'm undefeated in regulation. All right, we'll see when we get back. All right, fans.
Maybe him and Igor will share the Vezina like Jockum and Villamure.
Not the way Igor's playing.
Yeah, I know. Igor better pick it up a notch.
Igor's going to ruin that. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed our gift exchange, and I hope you guys have had a great holiday. Check out our Inside the Ranger Room segment. We'll be back next week with some more content.
Looking forward Enjoy. To it. Happy holidays, everyone. Love
Happy
you guys.
Holidays. Happy holidays. Good night.
Good night.
Peace out.